You're going to have a lot of that. Now, everybody's going to have, because see, as you are becoming, that's the reason we said for Jimmy Bell to put it on the thing, on the customer service thing. First question is, are you ascending? Because if you're ascending, you're going to have all kinds of these kind of things. The ascending flu, you're going to have the ascending dropsy, you're going to have ascension attacks, you're going to have ascension aches, you're going to have ascension pains, you're going to have, you know, like say you say, oh, that's just growing pains, you'll be all right, it's just mm-hmm. growing pains, you're going to have ascension pains.
Good.
So that's all good. Right.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad it's over. I feel better now.
Yeah. We're glad. We had to take off the shackles. We had to remove the shackles, darling.
Wow, that's wonderful. I'd like to know a little bit about the experience of someone who's around an ascending person. If I were around an ascending person, what would I witness in that person?
They would, things that they adored and loved would change. Things that they would cut your head off over are fleeting. Things that were important were not. They seem to have a proclivity for spicy foods. They enjoy or can take larger spans. Used to, a non-ascending person, it's cold. I'm cold. It's cold. It's cold. I'm freezing. It's cold. It's cold. It's cold. Cold. Now it can go really, really hot or really, really cold, and they don't necessarily notice so much. Becomes a bit of a, almost like a bit of neuropathy sometimes. Like you shoot them in the gut, they should really be hurt, and they go, that stings a little bit, and there's like blood gushing out of my femoral artery, but I don't know, maybe if I had a Band-Aid, that would be nice, I'd be good, thank you, kind of thing. They don't see things as serious, big things like they'll send you, the government will send you the piece of paper that says we're going to destroy your whole world, and blah, blah, blah. You say, go ahead, make my damn day. Go ahead, do what you're going to do. Do what you're going to do. Make my day. Or the country, Cuba's going to come invade and blow up and rile, going to take President, whatever his name, the abomination hostage and do something bad to him and all that kind of stuff. He's going to say, okay, fine, whatever. As long as my kids can go on to Puerto Rico, it'd be all right, no problem. And so, you know, it just kind of flows along, and then they just don't care. There's a blase, you're going to notice a bit more blase, but now they can get much more animated about things. Like, if they say something against President Trump, oh, Lord, you better look out, because it's coming. Most ascending people will absolutely back President Trump more times than not. Yeah. So that's something to look for. So if anybody's got the burn, they're not going to make it. The burn ain't going to make it. So if they got the burn, it's not good. And you have to think, and you have to be willing to sleep with Melania. You're willing to sleep with Melania. Naked pictures have been portrayed for you to decide if you want to sleep with Melania or not, whether or not she can get it or not, but the pictures are available. And you can even compare Ted Cruz's woman and have a choice between which one you would prefer. But now that was just a retweet. That wasn't a real tweet. That was a retweet. So no worries. It's no problem. And so you'll also notice that they will, they won't crave sugar. That's something very interesting. They'll eat sugar. They'll digest sugar. But you know how some people are like sugarholics. They just were constantly with the little sweeties or the little candies or the little eating things. They'll enjoy them, but it won't be like that. It won't be quite the same way. But they'll enjoy it. Like if they have this, some people won't eat unless they're dessert. But when you have that, you can eat dessert, but it's not like that. That's not what you start the meal to get to anymore.
You're
processing sugar differently. There's more.
You're going to want more meat.
More meat. You're going to watch them become ravenous carnivores. There'll be no ascended vegans. There'll be no ascended vegans. What's going to happen now is if you are a vegan, you're going to shift and you'll start going into the heavy legumes, and then you'll go into the tofu-y and all that crap. But you're going to build on to the next thing you know, it's into real meat. And then nothing else will do.
Okay, can I just say, last Sunday, I really felt like I should, although it was against my path to my joy. My husband got a pork roast, and I took a bite, and that was my first bite of meat in maybe 50 years. And that's when I started getting ascension flu.
it's good because your body's been craving it, darling. It's been craving it. And honey, let me tell you what, you start eating some meat, it'll be the best steaks you ever had in your life, ever.
And what about that sorghum sugar? Do I need some of that too?
Sorghum syrup. It's not sorghum sugar.
Sugar syrup.
Take sorghum. Get you some pig. Don't get on the... Yeah, get some pig. Get you some ham and make some cat head biscuits. Big old fluffy cat head biscuits and some good cow butter and some sorghum syrup and eat some ham and sorghum syrup and biscuits and some eggs. Yeah, that'd be nice. But now, let's do the sorghum. That was a specific thing, and you can enjoy sorghum because it's delicious. But everything's going to move more to the meat side. And don't let it be so odd, darling. It's not terrible. What did your husband say when you ate the meat?
Oh, he was just thrilled. My mom was an excellent cook, and from the time I was a little girl, she tried to get me to eat meat, and I never ate it. I would eat poultry, but I just never in my entire life since I can remember being alive enjoying any kind of red meat. So I took the plunge, and I tried a bite of pork, and tomorrow's Easter, so there's a ham, and so I'll blow everybody away, and I'll have a bite.
Have a slice and chew it and enjoy it. Let it go. Let it slide. You'll be amazed at how easy it slides down your throat hole. Now, darling, that's what an ascended person is doing, eating meat. So you're on the road to ascension. And now what do they look like when someone's ascending? They got a pig dripping out of their mouth. That's what they got. Yeah. The swine is divine. Ooh-wee. Now, if you don't like pig, if you keep kosher, eat your pork chops out. You're kosher, eat your pork chops at the restaurant. Don't soil your kitchen with chops. But any other way, eat beef, eat meat. Eat things.
Okay.
It's good. And don't kill yourself because it's going to be a shock to your body. Do a little along and it'll be nice. It'll be good, but it's so much fun. We're so thrilled that you're ascending. It's going to be great. Bob loves pretty people to play with.